In the Leader of the Band show, we're always talking about working together.
You know, we talk about people looking at us from the outside, wondering, what if we chose South Dakota? Scott, you have one of those stories in our Leader of the Band show today that really is fantastic.
Yeah, you know, it's just, I was looking for a story about somebody that's moving a business here, and with us today in the studio is Greta Stewart, who is Director of Marketing for the Governor's Office of Economic Development, and Greta got me lined up with our next guest, TJ Grankolis, and Greta, why don't you introduce TJ?
Absolutely. So TJ is a new resident to South Dakota. He heard about us. He is a Santa Ana, California resident, and he contacted us because he heard wonderful things about our state, and he was interested in moving his business to South Dakota. And we hooked him up, and here he is, and he is excited to tell us his story.
TJ, good to have you with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Greta and Scott, and thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, we're so glad to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your business.
So we are a anodizing and electroplating company, and we specialize in anodizing, hard coat anodizing, plating as far as cadmium plating, zinc plating, passivation, nickel plating, zinc nickel plating, and we also do what's called non-destructive testing. So we've got a plethora of processes and services that we provide, mostly for the aerospace and defense industry.
So you believe that, that's very interesting. I've been on your website and been through it. And Greta introduced me to your business, and the story was TJ's moving to South Dakota. TJ's moving to South Dakota. TJ, why in the world are you moving your business to South Dakota?
The first and foremost is South Dakota is incredibly business friendly. When I came out here and started looking to potentially expand out to South Dakota, I met with the economic development team in Rapid City, and they have been nothing but helpful. I got a quick story I want to tell you about just the help that I've got from the economic team. I've been trying to upgrade my power in California for over a year now, actually a year and a half, excuse me, we're halfway through 2021, but I've been trying to get my power upgraded in California, and I'm still waiting for it. When I came out here to explore finding a building to start bringing my processes out here, I told them about my power struggles. They got in contact with the two power or the energy providers in Rapid City, and they told me the next day that both of them said, as soon as we know the power that we need, they'll come down and hook us up right away. And that was just mind blowing to me, because I've been waiting for so long in California, and then to find out that they're ready and willing to get me what I need out here was so amazing and so refreshing.
That's great to hear, TJ, because we've been on this show, on my segment, the Leader of the Band show, which you are a guest with myself and Bill Zortman, the maestro this morning, and Greta. We've been talking over the last 13 months about how in South Dakota we're open for business. Being open for business meaning we never shut the state down. During the pandemic, we were careful, but we never shut the state down. But open for business also means a low tax climate, a low regulation climate. And I believe that your story about the power, I mean, that's how we do it here, man. That's what we do in South Dakota.
It's been so amazing to deal with a government that wants me here and wants me to thrive and wants me to succeed, and that just makes me want to invest in the community, invest in the area. It's just so amazing to be involved again with kind of that American way of life, helping each other out, making sure everybody else is elevated together. It's a great feeling.
TJ, this is Bill. The question I would have for you is, what you're telling other businesses about South Dakota to make them maybe kind of want to itch and come out this direction? They don't have to be in the hills. They can be all over the state.
Yep. I would say get in contact with the economic development team, and I guarantee you will be blown away. At any step of the way, they've been completely helpful as far as finding a building. They introduced me to some CEOs of some companies out actually here in South Dakota, and that again was incredibly helpful, because bringing a business out obviously is a scary thing going into a new geographical area. And I'm telling you, get in contact with the teams here and they will be completely helpful with whatever you need, whatever you're looking for, customers, vendors, location, talent, employment, everything, all down the line. They've just helped me on every single one of them. So I would say just get in contact with the teams out here and find out exactly what you need, and I guarantee you they're going to get it for you.
I've got to tell you that Greta, her face lit up when you started talking. She's like, yes!
Yes, raising her fist on the economic development team, right? That's what you're there for. So,
Greta, is that a common story with what we're hearing this morning?
It is. We are hearing so many businesses, we're hearing from so many businesses who just love our state, love our governor, love our way of life, and they cannot wait to get here. So we love this story from TJ. We love other stories like this from other businesses. And honestly, that's what our office is there for. We are there to help. We want to make it a smooth transition for these businesses and for the owners.
Greta, have we got some other people that are thinking of coming? How close are some of these other stories? Because I know he's already thinking about months ahead. Who else are we going to talk about next month?
We have some other people in the pipeline. Stay tuned.
All right. That's all she'll tell.
She's
I've been
sneaking.
Asking her. Yeah. So, TJ, are you calling from South Dakota today, or are you calling from California?
I am in South Dakota. I actually moved my family out here the beginning of April, and I have been completely in love. This is exactly the way of life that I wanted to raise my children in. You know, I wouldn't say, you know, I grew up in a small town. Rapid City is growing, and it's awesome to see grow, and just everybody, again, my biggest thing was just being in a place that reminded me of those American values, reminded me of, you know, a handshake still means something. That kind of stuff is really big deal to me.
You know, the big thing we hear too is the tax base. The tax thing here is far better than California, New York,
oh, gosh, yes.
Or Florida.
Yeah, hopefully that will your business and yourself will be able to keep a little bit more in your pocket. Quickly, TJ, tell us about your family. We like having new people here.
I got two beautiful daughters. They're 3 and 5, and my wife is pregnant right now with our third on the way in November. And that's, for me, being out here in the hills, we're outside people. We love being in nature and outside, and you can't have a boring day out here. It's impossible. There's so many things to do, so many trails to go on, so many things to see. And to raise my girls out here is going to be beautiful.
Make sure you show the girls the buffalo out there.
Yes.
All that's
yes,
with absolutely. It and the four presidents that are up on some kind of a mountain.
No. Yep. Mount Rushmore has been amazing. They loved it.
Great. Now, Greta, you obviously have worked with TJ, and your office has worked with TJ. You got to feel good about stuff like this.
Oh, I am a natural cheerleader, so these stories blow me away. I get so excited.
Well, I'll tell you what. I love hearing stories like this. TJ, we just want to welcome you and your family and your business. You get it, man. You get it. You're part of our South Dakota now, right?
Thank you. Yes, thank you, and I'm incredibly looking forward to adding value to the community and bringing more jobs. And it's just something that I like to do is to help the community that helps me.
TJ, let's get you back in about 3 months so Absolutely. You can tell the story a little bit more
yeah.
so we know how it's going, what else we can do to help. And you can think, these people are 360 miles away and they're wanting to help me. That's what we do in South Dakota.
That's how we roll in South Dakota. We're big in geography. We're small in people. We work together all the time. I just want to say a big welcome to TJ. Greta, thanks to you and the GOED team for the work you did on this. And let's keep bringing these stories.
Pipelines. You've got to start telling us what's in the pipeline.
I can't give away all the secrets. All
right. TJ, thanks. And best of luck. All right? We'll get you in a few months.
Thank you, Greta.
Thank you. Bye.